you're just so tired that you can't move, you just say, well, I'm just
all pooped. Pooped out.
What do you call it when someone, I don't know how to word this. That's a nice noise. You go to the doctor, why?
Doctor, to see what's the matter with you.
If someone has a runny nose, red eyes, and blowing his nose, and his head's all stuffed up, you say he has
had a cold.
What would you say he's done? He's taken a cold? Caught a cold?
I mean, he caught a cold, or he's taken a cold, or... If you see somebody like that, you well, we probably walk up to him and say, well, you've caught you a cold, haven't you?
Yeah. And he'd probably growl at you.
Yeah. Yeah, some... I'm about to say, well, you sure got a hell of a cold.
Many would probably be sympathetic. Yeah. You really are in accord. Oh, I hate those things. Pollens. Are you bothered by pollens?
No, I'm not. I'm not allergic to pollen or anything of any kind that I know of.
Hmm. Well, you're lucky.
I never had that. Hay fever, and matter of fact, I'll knock on wood, the good Lord's been pretty good to me. If I ever had any tonsils, I still have them, and if I ever had any appendix, I still have that.
Huh.
Like I told the fellow downtown here the other day, I've got all the organs that I came here with, that came here with me, but some of them not as active as they once were.
Yeah. I lost my appendix last year, and boy, I was glad that it went. Have you been bothered by sickness at all?
No, sir.
Oh, well, you're lucky.
And the only thing that I ever had, of course, I had the malaria fever like most people had back in the dog days, such as now, when I was growing up. Smallpox and measles and the mumps and what have you, and that's about the extent of my, fortunately, the extent of my illness.
What were some common illnesses around here when you were a boy?
Well, I had a lot of pneumonia and a lot of malaria. And we didn't have insecticides in those days to kill these mosquitoes and flies and what have you, you know. Caused a lot of sickness. Malaria was the biggest, and pneumonia was the biggest. I didn't know what an appendix was.
What did they call that?
They called it the bellyache.
Did they call it locked bowels at all?
A lot of times it was locked bowels or bellyache.
Did you have much of that sickness that turned people yellow?
Oh, yellow janders? Yeah, we did have.
How about the one that formed the membrane in the throat and nose?
Tonsillitis?
No, worse than that.